Keith, in terms of points, you're off and running, but I mean, I'm ruining the chances that they missed. How on earth do you feel? Neil Richmond had a couple of great chances. Rhys Morgan, perhaps the best one that didn't get put away. And then 4 minutes from time, Redbridge get the equaliser. And that must hurt because the number of chances that were available and the work rate and the positivity out there, it did look as though you were heading for the opening 3 points.
Yeah, tonight hurts more than Saturday, if I'm being honest. I've looked back at Saturday and I'll probably take responsibility for that. You know, we set up in a formation that, you know, we're not comfortable with. Tonight we went back to how we've been playing in pre-season and it showed. I thought, you know, we had 90% of the game. We totally dominated them. When the opposing manager comes up to you at the end of the game, shakes his hands and says, unlucky to you, you know that. You know that they've got away with it. We've missed probably 6-7 really good chances tonight, and it's not one person. You know, it's not Richo, it's not Reese. You know, we're all in it together. They don't miss them on purpose. We're just not getting that. You know, that the ball bouncing our way, and you know, there was one I was right behind Neil in the second half. He's put one across the goal. It was in until it bounced about a yard out and it's gone wide. Reese is at the post, at the inside of the post, and it's gone the other way. You know, I'm gutted for the lads because they got a reaction. I got a reaction from them from Saturday. I thought we dictated the tempo. As I said, we cut them open so many times. Just can't seem to get over the line at the moment, but that will come, I'm sure.
Will the players be able to take the positives forward to Saturday much easier, regardless of the fact that they've conceded 4 minutes from time?
Yeah, we have to, you know, let's be honest. Unfortunately, I think the club as well, you know, we've got to look at it from a. I'm always one who looks at things a little bit too deeply at times. You know, their fella hits that shot another 9 times. That don't go where it went. That goes over the bar, you know, or it hits bodies, or you know, he's hit it really well. Great strike, don't get me wrong. Top corner, you know, and we've got to take the positives from it. You know, we're all disappointed, which is good. You know, pleasing. You know, they're all down in there, and it does feel worse than Saturday. But you know, we'll come in Thursday. We'll train. We'll get the atmosphere back up again, and we'll be ready for Chatham on Saturday.
And by all accounts, definitely a handball by their defender at the end. You won't want bad luck to go against you more often than not, will you, this season, when things like that go against you, like hitting the inside of the post, ball being dragged wide at the last second, and then handballs that are not given?
No, and as you just said, that black cat walked behind us.
So dark here, I'm surprised you could see.
No, I see his eyes. It was definitely a black cat. I didn't see the handball, you know, and obviously there's a little bit of discrepancy on the potential sending off. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't see which player made the foul on Tom when he went through. You make your own luck, and if we keep working like that, with that work ethic, with that, you know, endeavour, etc., you know, that will come. You know, I said to the lads, funny enough, in the dressing room afterwards, when the ball don't run for you and you don't get the rub of the green, that when you have to work that little bit harder. And I can't fault their efforts tonight, and I'm just disappointed that, you know, we had great support tonight from everyone. I'm just disappointed we didn't hold on, but we didn't get the 3 points. Now if we'd got that second goal early, you know, I think we could have probably run riot, but we didn't, and we'll go again Saturday.
Have you come through another game unscathed in terms of injuries? Steve Good took a bit of a battering this evening.
Yeah, Good. Takes us older ones longer to recover. We've no injuries at the moment. You know, we'll see how we go Thursday. You know, we'll come through. We've got Billy Hunt come back in Saturday as well, so another option up front. You know, there's no injuries, and we just keep going, and you know, we'll look to be positive for the weekend.
You've got a familiar face next to you in the technical area. Can you tell us about his arrival? Is it now a permanent fixture, or somebody that's helping you out for the time being, or things are being thought about from his point of view?
Yeah, you know, Dave will come on board. You know, I wanted him to come when I took the job. He showed his loyalty to Burnham and to the players and to the people there. For whatever reason, you know, we do work like clockwork. You know, he's not coming in to replace Ricky or Lee. You know, that I've made that clear to them. He'll come in and he'll do you know, probably what he done with me before. He won't do the training. He'll have a say in the dressing room, on the dugout. It's good to have him, you know, have him there. He helped me, as I said on my first interview. He's made me the manager I am, and I'm sure that, you know, he's a stickler for, you know, for doing things properly. You know, silly little things like getting the kit organised, which hasn't been done. You know, wasn't done Saturday, shall we say. And we'll be more professional. If we could be more professional off the pitch, that helps on the pitch. And he'll do that, and he'll have a huge part to play as we go along. And I'm glad he's with me. If you want to call him my assistant manager, you know, that's probably the title we'll give him. He'll be assistant manager. Where Lee will carry on when he comes back from holiday with the coaching, as will Ricky. And the four of us, you know, always said at Burnham we need four people, you know, because there's a lot of jobs to be done that people don't see. And I'm sure the four of us, you know, Lee, Dave and myself, got on well Saturday. I don't foresee any issues with Ricky when he comes back on Thursday. So, you know, we got that sorted off behind the scenes, and now we can concentrate on getting some more points and getting up that league table, because we're far too close to the bottom as I looked at the table tonight.
Is there a good camaraderie starting to generate in the dressing room a couple of games in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're a good bunch. You know, they're a good bunch of lads. Yeah, it's, you know, Saturday Dallin's good going on the coach. Got a bit of team togetherness. You know, and like Thursday, we'll have a light session again Thursday, because there's so much football coming up. We have a little bit of banter, and that's good. Once everyone gets to know one another, you know, we're still getting to know people. And I said, you know, funny enough, I was talking through the game to Dave, and he said something. I said, well, this is my best 11, and I said, well, at the moment it probably is, you know, but it's only the second time we've been put together as the best 11. There's, you know, obviously we've got Billy to come back, Alex Andrews when he comes back from holiday, Lee. You know, so it isn't my best 11, you know, but it is at the moment, if that makes sense. So it's still a very much a work in progress, and we're still getting to know one another, and which is what I told the club when I, you know, it's going to take a little while for us to, you know, to hit the ground running. Hopefully tonight, first point on the board. And we can build momentum from there.
Okay, thank you very much, Keith.
Cheers, Dave.